Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace. Describe a time when you adopted a new technology for personal use. In recent years, the topic of adopting new technologies has become increasingly prevalent in IELTS speaking tests. This trend reflects the growing importance of technology in our daily lives and its impact on personal and professional development. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've noticed that this topic often appears in various forms across all three parts of the speaking test. Let's explore how you can effectively tackle this subject and maximize your score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about technology and its role in your life. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How often do you use technology in your daily life? Band 6-7 answer. I use technology quite frequently in my daily life. I rely on my smartphone for communication, checking emails, and browsing social media. I also use a laptop for work and entertainment purposes. Band 8-9. Answer. Technology is an integral part of my daily routine. From the moment I wake up to my smart alarm, to tracking my fitness goals with a wearable device, and managing my work tasks on various digital platforms, I'm constantly interacting with different forms of technology throughout the day. It's become so seamlessly integrated into my lifestyle that it's hard to imagine functioning without it. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you adopted a new technology for personal use. You should say what the technology was, when you started using it, how you learned to use it, and explain how it has impacted your life. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about when I first adopted a smartwatch, specifically an Apple Watch for personal use. I acquired this device about 2 years ago, shortly after starting a new job that required me to be more conscious of my time management and overall health. Initially, I was somewhat apprehensive about learning to use this new technology, as I had always been more of a traditional watch person. However, I was pleasantly surprised by how user-friendly and intuitive the interface was. I spent the first few days exploring its features, watching tutorial videos online, and experimenting with different apps and settings. The process of learning to use the smartwatch was actually quite enjoyable. I discovered that it had a plethora of functions beyond just telling time, such as tracking my daily steps, monitoring my heart rate, and even allowing me to make calls and send texts without reaching for my phone. This technology has had a profound impact on my daily life. It has significantly enhanced my productivity by helping me manage my time more effectively with its calendar alerts and reminders. Moreover, it has motivated me to lead a healthier lifestyle by tracking my physical activity and encouraging me to move more throughout the day. Perhaps most unexpectedly, it has also improved my digital well-being. The ability to customize notifications has allowed me to filter out unnecessary distractions and focus on what's truly important, leading to a better work-life balance. In conclusion, adopting this smartwatch technology has not only streamlined many aspects of my daily routine, but has also contributed to an overall improvement in my health and productivity. It's a prime example of how embracing new technology can lead to positive changes in one's life. Follow-up questions. Did you face any challenges while learning to use this new technology? Would you recommend this technology to others? Why or why not? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think technology adoption differs between younger and older generations? Band 6-7 answer. I think younger generations generally find it easier to adopt new technologies compared to older generations. Young people grow up with technology, so they're more comfortable with it. Older people might struggle more because they're not as familiar with new devices and software. Band 8-9 answer. The disparity in technology adoption between generations is a multifaceted issue. While it's true that younger generations often demonstrate a greater affinity for new technologies due to their early exposure and the intuitive nature of modern interfaces, it would be overly simplistic to generalize this across all cases. Younger individuals tend to be more adaptable and open to change, which can facilitate quicker adoption of new technologies. They often view technology as an integral part of their lives rather than a separate tool, leading to more seamless integration. However, it's crucial to note that many older individuals are increasingly tech-savvy and eager to embrace new technologies, especially those that can enhance their quality of life or help them stay connected with loved ones. The key difference often lies in the learning curve and the perceived value of the technology. Furthermore, factors such as socioeconomic status, education level, and professional background can sometimes be more influential than age in determining one's propensity to adopt new technologies. It's a complex interplay of various factors rather than a simple generational divide. Q. What role do you think governments should play in regulating new technologies? Band 6-7. Answer. I believe governments should have some role in regulating new technologies. They should make sure these technologies are safe and don't harm people. However, they shouldn't be too strict, because that might slow down innovation. Band 8-9 answer. The role of governments in regulating new technologies is a delicate balancing act that requires careful consideration. On one hand, governmental oversight is crucial to ensure that new technologies are deployed responsibly and do not infringe upon individual rights or pose risks to public safety. This includes addressing concerns such as data privacy, cybersecurity, and the potential misuse of technologies like artificial intelligence or genetic engineering. However, it's equally important that regulations don't stifle innovation or impede progress. Overly restrictive policies could potentially hinder technological advancements that could bring significant benefits to society. Therefore, governments should strive to create a regulatory framework that is flexible and adaptable, capable of evolving alongside technological developments. I believe the most effective approach would be for governments to collaborate closely with industry experts, academics, and civil society organizations to develop informed, balanced policies. This could involve creating ethical guidelines, promoting transparency in technological development, and investing in public education about new technologies. Moreover, given the global nature of many technological advancements, there's a need for international cooperation in regulation to ensure consistency and prevent the creation of technological safe havens where companies might relocate to avoid stricter regulations. Ultimately, the goal should be to foster an environment where innovation can thrive while also safeguarding public interests and addressing potential negative consequences of new technologies. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Integral part, noun phrase, an essential or fundamental component. Example, technology has become an integral part of modern education. Seamlessly integrated, adjective phrase, smoothly combined or incorporated without obvious transitions. Example, the new software was seamlessly integrated into our existing systems. Apprehensive, detective, anxious or fearful about the future or something expected to happen. Example, many people feel apprehensive about adopting new technologies at first. Plethora, noun, a large or excessive amount of something. Example, modern smartphones offer a plethora of features beyond just making calls. Profound impact, noun phrase, a deep or significant effect. Example, the internet has had a profound impact on how we communicate and access information. Streamlined, strand, adjective, made more efficient or effective by simplifying or refining. Example, the new app has streamlined our booking process, making it much faster and easier. Multifaceted issue, shoe, noun phrase, a complex problem with many aspects. Example, the adoption of artificial intelligence in the workplace is a multifaceted issue with ethical, economic, and social dimensions. Stifle innovation, verb phrase, to prevent or constrain new ideas or developments. Example, overly strict regulations can sometimes stifle innovation in the tech industry. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing technology adoption, expand your vocabulary. Incorporate a range of advanced words and phrases related to technology and its impact on society. Provide detailed examples. When describing your experience with new technology, offer specific details about how you learned to use it and its impact on your life. Show critical thinking. In part 3, demonstrate your ability to analyze complex issues from multiple perspectives. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and a mix of tenses to showcase your language proficiency. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, minimizing hesitations and fillers. Stay informed. Keep up to date with current technological trends and debates to provide relevant and insightful responses. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and seek feedback to continually improve your speaking skills. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, you might find our articles on describing a person who has inspired you to stay active, or navigating online privacy concerns, helpful in broadening your range of topics and vocabulary.